live from Indianapolis, Indiana. Welcome to the Crossroads Sports Radio Show, presented by Scott K. Nichols and State Farm Insurance. And now, here's your hosts, Brandon Reif and Jonathan Birdsong.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Crossroads Sports Radio, episode number 275. I'm your host, Brandon Reif, joined as always by my man, Jonathan Birdsong. JB, how are you, sir?
Man, I was trekking along just fine, man. You know, and I don't want to put a damper on the show too much, man, because I want just to get the official rundown, man. But, you know, the legendary, the general, man, passed away as I right as I pulled up, you know what I'm saying, and you know what I'm saying, was preparing for the show, man. So everybody knows Crossroads Sports is a, you know what I'm saying, we pump our show out of the Indianapolis market, Indianapolis, Indiana. And if you don't know anything about Indiana, it's basketball central, right? And Bobby Knight at one point was, you know, said the best basketball coach, not only say Indiana, but you were probably in the United States, man. But like, man, total bummer, man. I know we'll, you know what I'm saying, I know people probably call in and chime in about that, and we'll probably talk about some more, man. But yeah, total bummer, y'all, man. Bobby Knight passed away today at the age of 83. But Brandon, yep. Outside of that, man, I know we'll get into some more eulogizing it. Once we start talking about college basketball and that kind of stuff, man, and with those, I know D kind of probably call in and all that, but man, before we get all that, man, please give us the official rundown for tonight's show.
Absolutely. Tonight's show, we've got NFL talk, obviously week number 8. We're going to recap week 8. We'll give our picks for week 9, NFL injuries. We'll talk of that. We'll talk Colts and Saints. And then this weekend, we've got the Colts and against the Fighting Frank Reichs down at the Panthers in Carolina. We've got college football recap, week 8 recap in college football. News and notes from the week, and then we have pick 'em as always with Tanner for week number 10, or week 9, excuse me, with Tanner, pick 'em. So we'll go ahead and go to that, and then we've got some quick hitters with the NBA, John, and a little Halloween Havoc / WWE, WCW talk. And John, you've got some trivia even for me. Some WWF trivia or WWE. Is it WWE or WWF trivia?
It's WWF trivia, man. You know, I just pick your brain, man. I'm probably going to wait till Tanner because I know he's a fan of that era as well. And we're kind of going over from, you know what I'm saying? You know, it'll be some like Ken Shamrock questions, you know, from that era, that 97, 98 era.
Yeah, sounds good. So. Yeah, I guess like you kind of tipped it at the beginning of the show. Bob Knight passed Indiana University, Texas Tech University. After Bobby retired, you know, it was I put it on Twitter. It was good to see him come back to IU the last couple of years ago,
right.
And kind of make peace with. What the hell, how that ended there and all that. And he's been to another game there. And, you know, a lot of people don't realize that him and Gene Katie are actually really close friends. You know, everybody talks about IU-Purdue rivalry and who hates who and all that. But really, they were good friends with each other. Purdue actually has a exhibition game tonight, and they just got done having a standing moment of silence for Bob Knight. There, so that kind of shows waves there, you know, and your rivals.
Absolutely.
And then you come together for things like that. So it's you know, I'm obviously being a Purdue fan, but no, respect to Bobby Knight for his teams, his IU teams that he's had. They're always tough over all the years there, and it always meant a little bit more when you beat Bobby Knight. That, and I think that's the biggest thing. It meant more when you beat a Bobby Knight IU team. So yeah, it's sad. Sad to see. Died at 83. A lot of our heroes from the younger days are starting to get up there, starting to pass. But yeah, tough. 20 minutes before the show goes on the air.
right. And I know, man. People will be listening to this post, and I know, Brandon, you already know, man. The players are gonna start coming out with these tales of what happened and what happened there in 78 and 81 and all that. And that's all frowning and gravy, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm ready to hear for it, man. But I know Bob Knight, very complicated, you know what I'm saying, person. Sometimes on the court, I was going to say off the court, Brandon, but sometimes even on the court as well. Sometimes definitely, you know, combative with the press, you know what I'm saying? But, hey, man, handled his business as far as basketball coaches and getting teams prepared, whether it was you know, preparing for the Fab Five, preparing for Ohio State, or preparing for a national championship, man, Bob Knight was your guy as a head coach, man. You know what I'm saying? You can call a maniacal, you know what I'm saying, whatever, man. You can call him attention to detail or control freak. All those things kind of apply to him. You know what I'm saying? If you ever read one, there's how many books that's out there, right? So, you know, I know I don't want to – Brandon, it's just a gut punch. You know what I'm saying? Just because I get it. You know, people are going to question me, like, real complicated. You know what I'm saying? Bob Knight there is, you know what I'm saying, some of the things that you heard about. But, like, man.
Yeah, there's a few sides that we're going to hear from people, for sure.
Yeah, Brandon, as a youth, I'm talking as a youth growing up here in the 90s, like, he was the coach, man. And, like, if you committed to that, you committed to playing for excellence. And you committed that you were going to be in the Final Four. Not that, oh, we're going to make a Sweet 16. Not that, oh, we're going to hang a Big Ten banner, that we're going to go to the Final Four. And I'm not saying, hey, man, that it was like heat in the street in West Lafayette, because, like, they was trying to do the same thing. That's why they're good friends. You know what I'm saying? But, like, everybody can't win, so that's where the rivalry kind of shows up, Brandon. But, like, Bob Knight, like, once he won that one, like, we wanted to go to the Final Four. Like, he was greedy with it, man. And I get it, he didn't win them all, but, like, it was the excellence that I really, you know what I'm saying, looked at it from, you know what I'm saying, from a sports fan's perspective, man. But, like, nah, man. Brandon, I know people will be chiming in. I know Justin Powell already kind of chimed in on whatnot, man. He's a huge IU fan as well, man. But, man, Brandon, just turn the page a little bit, man. Let's chime in on some of this football.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely. football-wise, let's go straight to the NFL. Saints beat the Colts. Derek Carr looks like a Pro Bowl quarterback out there. Alvin Kamara, 2 touchdowns as well. Colts they were get there, get a little close, and then a bomb or something. They would allow Derek Carr to get that, or Kamara would have a huge run. But, Colts lose. They're now 1-9 in their last 10 home games. John, they've lost 3 straight, and they're staring the Fighting Frank Wrights in the face coming up.
Yeah,
we got the first down.
Right. To look at that game again, you can't just, like, you had to take some of the data from it and, like, learn from it, right? Like, the Colts defense, it needs to be called out. As much as, like, everybody was pandering, hooping and hollering about the Colts offensive line the last 2 seasons, man, and overpaid linemen, this, that, and the other, like the quiddy pay, it's okay. It's not great. You know what I mean? I'm talking about the production, right? Some of the other notable names, big target names, the production's not there because, like, the Colts, like, they couldn't stop the run for anything Sunday, right? Whether it was you have Kamara, it was whoever wanted to run on the coach, you could have ran up. You know what I mean? Forrest Gump could have ran on coach, right? So I say that disrespectfully, but my point is, Brandon, what you kind of like is, and I'm not going to talk about Gardner Minshew. My goodness, nobody should be surprised, right? The more sample size of Gardner Minshew coming in winning those games that he played, Andrew Richardson and played half the games. Then the other team had to, like, you know, saying react to Gardner Minshew, and, like, 2 quarters of Gardner Minshew is okay. 4 quarters of it is like a no-no. Like, you're treading in bad waters. Here's what I'll say, Brandon. Like, the Colts, we know the trade deadline was yesterday, officially, you know, saying Halloween night. The Colts didn't snip on anybody's trade. They, you know, and they could have. So that means they're not necessarily punting on this season. They think they can still playoffs stop it. Don't cue that Jim Morris, you know, the quote, right? But they know they don't want to put on a season because, like, they still want to see what they have, the other winning parts, okay? Can these high-paid-price defensive pieces, can they produce, man? And right now they haven't, Brandon. They haven't. The offensive line has produced. It hasn't really been a mess offensively. The Colts have been able to score points. Gardner Minshew giving up the ball to somebody else, that's a whole other thing. But, like, right now, I think the Colts are in evaluation standpoint with their defense. And they know they can still win some games. That's why they didn't punt on any of the running backs. They didn't trade any of those guys. They didn't trade any of the defensive players. They still want to see what they have in them. If they have some, you know what I'm saying, you know, like two more years, you know what I mean, whatever. You know what I mean? Or Shaq Leonard's probably going to get cut at the end of the season, right? So that's kind of how I see it. They can win these next two games. It'll be a feel-good for the story, for the, you know what I'm saying, for them from a media standpoint and for them trying to still win. You know what I'm saying, crazy Cyber fans will lose their mind because that's another two pegs away from not drafting, for in their mind, not drafting the kids from Ohio State, you know what I'm saying? But even if the Colts find themselves in the top two pick, you know what I'm saying, it's not necessarily overnight that you know what I'm saying, he's going, you know what I'm saying, fix our issues for the Colts, you know, overnight. So that's how I kind of see the Colts, Brandon, right now. They're in let's see evaluation mode, and you know what I'm saying, keep the fans happy, and you know what I'm saying, they're not going to get behind and get up in the count, you know what I'm saying, where they're thinking about winning the division, but they're not going to necessarily want to be, you know what I'm saying, last either.
Right. Well, I mean, you're not going to keep the fans too happy when you're 1-9 your last 10 home games and you're raising your ticket prices. You know, that's that's a little bit of a concern. I've heard people tell me that today. Like, well, they're 1-9 in the last 10 games and they keep raising the ticket prices every year. So, you know, obviously they're going to have a horrible home record this year as well. They've lost they've lost four games at home already with four to go at home. So, and then you're going to go and raise tickets next year. So with no look to improve the team, you know, at least show some signs that you're going to go out and maybe get this person, or we tried to do that. There were zero rumors on that, zero rumors on and the Colts making any moves at the trade deadline, which you can say, hey, you know what? That's just saying that the team feels that they don't have it this year and they're just going to kind of pack it in, go out there, give some guys some experience and kind of move on from there. You know, you still have Michael Pittman, who's a free agent end of the year, $16 million, what he's making. Calculated market value is $16 million is what he's valued at. We'll see if he ends up making that. But you've got guys that the contracts are coming up at the end of the year. And just some of those names, looking through, you know, Isaiah McKenzie's on a one-year deal. He came over from Buffalo. Tyquan Lewis, one-year deal. You know, Will Fries, Ellinger, Danny Pinter's on a bigger deal. But, you know, you've got to get some of these guys hired in or signed up because it's going to be trouble. And you've got right now looking at the cap, $14 million sitting on the injured reserve list. If that tells you anything, $27 million in dead cap. So right now you got about $10 million left this year in cap space. If you needed to make a move, they decided not to. They decided to sit on it and go there. But John, you got Grover Stewart, who's suspended. Grover Stewart, Kenny Moore, Gardner Minshew, Sanchez, Pittman, Tyquan Lewis, McKenzie. These guys are Julian Blackman, Zach Moss, Pinter. These are guys that are going to be free agents at the end of the year. And I don't know how many are going to be back. You would think, you know, Stewart, Kenny Moore. Oh, you would think maybe Tyquan Lewis and Julian Blackman. I can see they have to re-sign Blackman, right? I mean, that secondary is already spotty, and you got Kenny Moore and Blackman both out there at free agents.
What does the draft situation look like? I'm talking about the capital outside of the first round. That's what I would look like for them, you know. But like Brandon, again, I think before we can think about the draft and like young players and who we're going to resign, I think they got to they're in evaluation mode right now. You know what I'm saying? You pointed to the cap. That cap number is not equal to where the wideout in his mind, you know what I'm saying, what he wants per year. You know what I'm
right.
saying? The wideout that we had. I think he was thinking like $17, $18 million per year. You know?
Well,
so,
he made it.
it might not be with the Colts, though.
Right. I know the team that's in black and yellow, they'll give it to him. He wants to be a possession wide receiver.
Is that what's holding Matt Canada's offense back as a wideout?
Brandon,
I thought Trubisky should have been prepared. I was disappointed. I'm not going to put that, like, injury part of the game. So we're switching gears a little bit here. So the Steelers, like, my man got injured, right? With the rib. He went out. Kenny Pickett went out the rib. Trubisky has to know that he has to be ready. He didn't look like he was ready to play, man.
That's Mitch. Good Mitch, bad Mitch. Bad passes by Mitch out there, which, I mean, they're no slouch. You know, the Jags are
right,
zero
slouch. Right. It's who they were playing. Like, they didn't win their fifth game in one in a row.
But also, Deontay Johnson had a wide-open first pass from Pickett. Was a wide-open, could have took it to the house, and he dropped it. We're back to the dropsies again with Deontay Johnson. And then you've got... You know, Deontay Johnson had three more looks, and only and Pickens had five targets. My problem is, John, in the post game, they said, "Well, they were double teamed, and I don't want to make that throw over there." And Canada then said, "Well, yeah, being double teamed, we have to make sure we're looking elsewhere. We have to adjust." Can I ask you a question, AJ Brown? Stephon Diggs, C.D. Lamb, Justin Jefferson. These guys are double-teamed, right, at times, sometimes even tripled area. But you still got to take a chance and just throw it up there and hope that your skilled player is going to make something happen. You don't do it every time, but you got to take a fucking chance. And they don't. They're playing too safe, too relaxed. Kenny's got to air it out more. Take a chance or two. Let the guys go up and make a play, because you don't think these coaches go to sleep on a Saturday night wondering how can we stop Justin Jefferson? How can we stop AJ Brown? How can we Tyreek Hill? Tyreek Hill, right? There's another name. These two coaches go to that, thinking of that. So you've got to take a chance and make something happen. It's a big risk and big reward. So it's, yeah, the team was bad. Pickett was hurt.
On the team right now?
Yes, I think he is.
Okay.
I think he is. Do I think the offense is going that way towards it? No, I don't. It sucks when you don't have – and something that helps with that, John, is a good running game. And you don't got that good running game when you don't have an offensive line that can block. You know, and having your starting quarterback go out injured. Somebody asked me, you know, Kenny said today that he's playing – tomorrow night, which I thought was shocking that he's going to play because based off the injury with the ribs, and he couldn't even throw a football apparently to make his passes, he felt like, after halftime, which is why he went back out. But from what I've seen from Mitch, what could be worse right now? Why not if Kenny can't play Kenny has a chance of risking it more, shit, put Mason Rudolph in there. You got nothing to lose.
And he's won games before.
Yeah, and Pittsburgh Sports Radio all day today was talking about, and before you go to Mitch, you should probably look at Mason again.
Yeah, I just watched a little tidbit that man made. My dude Trubisky, all right, dude, you weren't prepared to play today at all, man. So
Mitch has just got that glorious baseball cap. John Kirk Cousins, torn Achilles. Tell me if you've heard that before. So he is out. They've traded for Josh Dobbs. Josh Dobbs is now going to be the starting quarterback from the Arizona Cardinals now to the Minnesota Vikings. Tough break for Minnesota, who already was having a down season. You know, Justin Jefferson is out. It may even consider Jefferson just may sit out the rest of the year. I would not be surprised he sits out the rest of the year for his value for next year since he's a free agent.
Right, because right now Minnesota's is a fringe playoff team with Kirk Cousins. It was going to be real interesting what they could do with Josh Dobbs. It's good from a Minnesota fan base. Vikings fans, they're not punting on the season. They're trying to win games. Josh Dobbs is like, get me the hell out of Arizona because this is a clown show. The Arizona Cardinals is a clown show. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm sorry if they're getting offended. Jonathan Birdsong said the Arizona Cardinals, it's a clown show. But Josh Dobbs,
I think they would agree.
Well, Josh Dobbs is headed to Minnesota, and he's seemingly been like a guy that can manage, you know what I'm saying, an offense. Man, I don't necessarily mean that doesn't necessarily mean that the Minnesota Vikings are overcome the Detroit Lions anytime soon. Like, the Detroit Lions are in the driver's seat as far as the NFC North is concerned. So, but no, man, that's a good trade. We were already kind of like, remember a couple, well, we kind of had, you know what I'm saying, him, we had the homie going, we had him trading out to like to the Jets, man. But like, no, man, it's a tough break, man. I don't know, Kirk Cousins, do you think he retires or do you think he comes back? He's made a boatload of enough money, man. Like,
I think he comes back. I think he comes back.
Okay.
Yeah, pretty easily. I think he does. John, we've had a couple news stories over the last couple nights, break over the overnight. Last night was Josh McDaniels fired from the Raiders. Him and the GM both fired. Antoine, I can't think of his last name now, is going to be the Raiders head coach, which he did talk about. There's a lot of I's in his press conference. I'm going to do this, and I'm a player's this. I. Usually when somebody's doing the I a lot, it doesn't amount to shit.
Damn, you call him Jeff Saturday Park 2.0? Is that what you said?
Buddy Double D have actually agreed upon the same thing.
What did Double D say?
Oh, he said, yeah, this is going to be a train wreck. Nobody ever does well when it's all about I this, I that,
well,
I this.
I hope not, just because A, McConnell and now has got to start.
Former Purdue
starter, man, and I hope it works out for him, man. They didn't already set down Jimmy Garoppolo. That's $11 million they got to eat.
Yep.
I imagine Jimmy Garoppolo, he'll be a backup next year with the Colts. You never know, man. Get Jimmy G out here, you know what I'm saying, down at Castle Square. You know what I'm saying?
He's Westfield Carmel with those looks.
Absolutely. But listen, man, yeah, all these teams doing business at the nighttime, man. I'm like sleep, and I wake up at 3:30 in the morning and find out James Harden, Josh McDaniels got fired, and James Harden got traded. This is craziness.
3 a.m., John. We got to start setting the alarm. I'm nervous what's going to happen tonight at 3 a.m. What are we going to get at 3 a.m. tonight with it? But
Andy Davis traded to the Bulls. Who knows?
Speaking of trades, Chase Young was traded from the Commanders to the 49ers. 49ers are bolstering that defense a little bit.
So it actually went through?
Yes.
Man, I would remember I text you over this. Didn't I text you and said, do the Steelers get in on that?
I would.
And I don't – how expensive was it, though? Chase Young would be a nice name, but, like, he's off the
Yeah, but –
that's what I would say. Like, Steelers ain't going to give up – like, man, hey, if you had told me a fourth-round pick and another
third-round pick.
All right. I'm not going to lose my mind.
Yeah.
Eventually, San Francisco is gonna lose their mind because unless they got another playing a quarterback, we all know Justin Fields ain't gonna be playing in Chicago next year, right? But I don't know. San Francisco's giving away the future, man, with all these picks.
Is everybody's losing their mind on the 49ers? Brock Purdy had a bad game. Obviously, I haven't been fantasy football, so I noticed everybody's worried now. The 49ers have lost three straight. They're going into a bye week. I don't, you know, the talking heads on ESPN are all freaking out. Oh, my God. I think they're fine. We'll let them get Debo back. I think this 49ers team is just fine. They're panicking for no reason. Bengals are getting back into form. I mean, that's what exactly. Joey B and them are getting this team back into form.
Yeah, we got to remember, Brandon. And we'll probably pick Tanner's brain, excuse me, because I know he watches the San Francisco 49ers a little bit more intimately than you or I. But, like, yeah. We got to remember, man. How many games in the season now?
17.
You're going to hit a wall. If they ever get a team that's even close to 16-0, I'll be shocked. You know what I mean? But nah, man. This is what you're going to expect out of a good team. You said they're going on a Not on a bye. I expect them out of the, coming out of bye to be back up to their winning ways.
Yeah. Dolphins beat Patriots. Jets beat the Giants in a wild game where it was just pitiful, where there was like maybe only three passes that were completed in that game. Looks very, very trashy. Like Seahawks, man, leading the NFC West. 24-20 win over the Brownies. Detroit Lions, John, we said the Lions would probably get back on track. They did 26-14 over the Raiders. They got easily on track. John Bears, back to dead. Chargers, I know you hate the Chargers. That's your publicly number one, but Chargers beat the Bears 30-13. And probably the shocker of the week, Broncos destroy the Chiefs. Broncos country, let's ride.
I think it was that snow, man. Everybody, you know it's coming. Everybody knows the snow is coming, right? You just don't want to see it in October. So, Brandon, when you saw the flurries, when I saw the flurries yesterday, I started cussing. And everybody knows I tried to stop cussing a long time ago, yeah, right? Man. But it's hard. I seen them flurries. You don't want to see flurries in October. And that, I think that kind of played a part into Kansas City's demise.
Broncos country, let's ride.
My question for the Chiefs, John, I know they're fine,
but
I sent you the video. Is there going to be a little bit of a, not confusion, but distraction with this Travis Kelce, Taylor Swift thing? Just because, all I'm just saying is, Kelce had a bad, very bad game for him. And on Friday night, on the week of the game, Friday night, the day before you travel to Denver, you're flying out Friday night to Houston, go to Arlington for the World Series game. And then you're going out to the bars after that. And then you're flying back overnight red eye Saturday morning back to Kansas City and then getting on a flight from there to Denver with the team. Travis may be doing too much, man. I'm sure he's able to go to the game.
Too much. He has to remember that she's a multimedia star, music, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? So this is what is expected of her. You are a football star. Yes, you go transcontinental Europe. They go fly here. They go fly there. But, like, you ain't, you know, you are expected to bang them up against, you know what I'm saying, the defensive line of the Chicago Bears and, you know, the Detroit Lions, not, you know, banging against the, you know what I'm saying, the daggone Broad Ripple downtown, you know what I'm saying, Meridian, whatever party scene you might have, man. So,
I'm not against it, but it's not a bad move.
I remember I thought somebody compared this to Nick Lachey.
Ooh, okay.
And not Nick Lachey. What's the homie when he was dating the quarterback, the homie from
Tony Romo and Jessica Simpson.
Yeah. That's Nick Lachey's ex, right? Boom. Anyway, thank you.
You got on the right track.
We had to speed up on the 2000s of pop culture, real quick, y'all. But like, nah, man. I remember when that was – I didn't think it was going to get to this level. I was like, nah, she's going to stay in her lane. They're going to make sure they show up at, like, Sunday game, show up with mom. I didn't know he was going to try to hang out with – like, man, come on, you can't hang with that. Taylor Swift has, like, got to be here, and she's got to perform. But this is expected of her. Like, Travis Kelce, I get it. This is your girlfriend. You want to keep close ties. But, like, bro, you got – see the field. We haven't got to that point yet, man. But I see what you're saying, Brandon.
I think optical did not look good. Because I was like, now if it was a home game, like say it was the Kansas City Royals, all right, yeah, cool, I'm fine with it. Like, it is what it is, you know. But as coach, GM, even fans for Kansas City, you're like, what? It's Friday night? Like, what the hell is he doing? What's he doing in Texas for the World Series game up in the street and you know, drinking, all that stuff. It's like, dude, we got to – and who knows? NFL players do whatever, right? I mean, they're big boys. Right. They're adults. But it's also a professional job where you're getting paid millions. So you think you need to get yourself, get your mind, get your body right, and you're already going to be on other flights. So when we've been saying this, if he would have had a good game, who knows? But optics just did not look good in that situation. That's all I'm saying.
They'll get together, man. They'll get together. Yeah. I think we know the Chiefs are going to get together, man. their bye week in front of them. And they're probably they're not at DEFCON 4, but they're definitely at a DEFCON where they have to, where I see like he's too important part of the offense and the team's success for this to become a, you know what I'm saying, an issue.
Yep, absolutely. Let's do our pick 'em, John, for the NFL for this week. Week
yep.
number 9.
Y'all motherfuckers don't watch us play throughout the year, to tell you the truth. All right.
Oh, thanks, Roy Hibbert. By the way, shout out Roy Hibbert back in Indiana last week. Revved up the IndyCar.
Yeah, I saw that.
So, shout out to him. First game tomorrow night, Titans and Steelers in Pittsburgh. John, I'm first time in 3 weeks, I'm taking the Steelers.
After you saw what Will Levis served up this past week.
I was impressed.
You better put some respect on Will Levis, mayonnaise drinking, coffee drinking name. Give me the Titans.
Oh! No figure. I mean, we're by the way, our stats
terrible
for
foul.
Our stats this past week straight up and pick 'em, John. I went 12-4. I had a great week. 12-4. You went 10-6. Overall, I'm 74-50. You are 68-56 on the season. So, I wish my NFL or I wish my college record or my NFL record for pick 'em was as good. with my college ones. I had a bad college week. So, but let's go ahead and get pick 'em. Second game, John, and this is going to piss Jonathan Birdsong off, people, so be prepared. Jeff, column one. Dolphins versus the Chiefs, and it's in, I believe it's in Germany at 9:30 Sunday morning.
I'll be up for it. I ain't got work. I'll be up for it, man. I laugh at it because I'll be making sausage and bacon. You know what I mean? People, I'm waiting for church to come on, and here these fools are playing international football. Nobody gives a damn, right? I'm going the other way. Give me who's playing the Chiefs and Dolphins? Give me the Dolphins.
Yep. Okay, I'm taking the Chiefs. Now, don't be surprised, John. I think Taylor Swift's starting her international tour as well, so. Maybe Kelsey will fly from one country to another while he's over there and to her concerts.
This is the time they break up over in Germany.
Vikings without Kirk Cousins against the Falcons, who benched Desmond Ridder.
Man, that was sad, man. I like that.
They put Taylor Heineke in. So Vikings at Falcons. John, what do you like?
This is the game. Who plays? Who's trying to lose the most, right? Who's trying to get the draft number 3? Give me the Vikings, because like I said, they're not trying to lose.
Okay. I don't think the Falcons are trying to lose, John. The Falcons right now tied for first in the division. So,
by accident.
yeah. I'm taking the Falcons in this game. I'm going to take them at home against the Vikings. I don't think Josh Dobbs is going to get it turned around that quick in Minnesota. Give me Heineke, who's been in the system. He's been proven. He's won games before. I'll take the Falcons in that. A good game on hopefully be a good game on Sunday. 5-2 Seahawks at the 6-2 Ravens. I like the Ravens at home. I think it's going to be a close game. I'll take Baltimore.
Yeah, there's no way. The Ravens are trying to get back so that they don't get too far back in, you know what I'm saying, behind the surging Bengals and, you know what I'm saying, the Steelers are still trying to hold on, right? So, yeah, it should make sense that nobody, yeah, to give me the Ravens.
Cardinals 1-7 at the Browns 4-3. I'll take the Browns with or without Deshaun Watson. I think the Browns may beat the Cardinals, even if Kyler plays.
Brandon, we still ain't had the first tie yet, man.
Is this
we
it?
We haven't had a tie yet. This is smelling. I mean, this is smelling like a tie.
Taking the tie. I'm taking the Brownies. He's taking a tie. Rams at Packers. John, the Jordan Love experience is not working out in Green Bay.
Yeah.
Trouble.
Yeah, I was high on the first couple of games, man. He's having bad. The way defenses are getting more complex, right? He's having bad. I mean, that's what it is. Like, you know, if you want to go Pro Bowl, play the Packers, right? If you know what I mean? You get your numbers up. But like, no, in all seriousness, man, it's still a learning curve with Jordan Love. So, with that being said, give me the Rams.
I'm gonna take the Rams as well in this one. Buccaneers at Texans, John. I like the Texans. Texans in an upset here. Texans are. I know they lost a bad one last week. Who did they end up losing to? Give me a second here. Who did they lose to?
Are you looking that up?
Lost to the Panthers.
Yeah, they lost to the Panthers, man. That was horrible, man. I mean, I thought Frank Reich was going to get fired, too. Not just Josh McDaniel. Frank Reich, too.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
He still might.
You say what now?
He still might. You never know.
Yeah, I'm going with Tampa Bay, man. Put some respect on Baker Mayfield. And Tampa's pretty good at running the ball, so I like Tampa.
Okay. Commanders at the Patriots. I like the Patriots somehow. I don't know how, but I like the Patriots,
man,
in this.
This is horrible. This ought to be the daggone Hula Bowl. Like, you know what I'm saying? This is worse than the Senior Bowl. The Guardians just gave away half their team. They traded away the DB.
Commander.
Dang on, man. I mess it up every time. They traded away the DB to the Bears. Like, that's kind of bad trade, man. Like, they could have just got a DB. They traded a third rounder. Man, the Bears, who's running the organization, Brandon? That's a whole other show, man. We're going to get in trouble with the Bears fan, man. But as far as this game is concerned, man, like I said, the Commanders have given away everything. Except for Sam Howell. He's the bright spot in that cloudy that they have. But I know the Patriots is a hot mess. Don't stress. But I give the edge. Brandon, they already talking about my man going to get fired. Head coach for the Commanders. So, yeah, give me the Patriots. This might be a game they win by 13 points.
Bears and Saints. John, I'll continue my tradition. Give me the Saints over the Bears.
Damn. They can't get right, Bridges. What's
nope.
the problem? The line, no connectivity. Can't run the ball, no connectivity. Defense.
They just need a trade for a defensive guy.
They just signed like three dudes from the Philadelphia Eagles defense last year. Two dudes. And remember, they got the kid from Georgia, did they not? And they're in the trade. They ain't got no red defense. Ain't worth a dollar. Eberflus, send him on back to the penny. Fire him with they fire Frank Reich too, man. They can all be on the sideline together.
Okay.
So,
damn.
What happened to the man? This was supposed to be better, and it wasn't, man. So I'm going the other way. There's no way they're beating the Saints. So give me the Saints.
The 4:05 game on Sunday, Colts at the Panthers. John.
Frank Reich getting fired. This is going to be the game right here. Frank Reich getting fired. Give me the Colts. Don't do it. You can't be serious. They can't even get in the end zone. They won a game. How many field goals did they kick last week? Five?
I'll take the Colts
here. If Shaq Leonard can't beat up this man, come on.
Give me – I'll take the Colts, but let me see some sack from Frank Reich.
It sounds like you want to take the Carolina Panthers, man.
I mean, I do. I want the Frank Reich revenge game is what I want, but I think the Colts
revenge.
Do it. I don't know if Frank got the sack.
To have some edge to beat the Colts, nah.
Yeah, he didn't have the edge. So he might take you to brunch, but that's about it.
Uh-oh.
Giants at the Raiders, two dumpster fires. John.
What is going on? Can I change the tie?
You can add a tie. You want to do two?
No, man, we can't do two ties, bro. Give me the Giants, man. At least Saquon can run the ball, right?
Apparently. I'm going to take the Raiders here. Give me Aiden O'Connell, air it out 300 yards, get a touchdown to Devontae. I think they win. The other 4:00 game, John, the first two are stinkers with the Colts game and the Giants Raiders. The 4:25 one, this is going to be a big one. NFC East on the line. Cowboys at the Eagles. Who do you like?
This is a big game. This is a big game.
Huge.
This is a game that even if Dak Prescott pisses down his leg, man, not at home, man. You can't piss down at your leg. If he's listening, he can't.
On the road, at Philly.
Is that Philly?
It's at Philly.
Down.
Nope, Cowboys at Eagles. Philly?
Oh man. They got a good enough offense, man. Can they not piss down their leg though? Can he not throw an interception, Brandon? That's what's gonna come down to. Because it's gonna be close. But I'm gonna take. I don't believe in them, man. That's why I'm taking the Eagles, man. The Eagles will win. I know we don't do points. The Eagles will win by like less than 4 points.
Okay.
He's gonna throw an interception.
I'm gonna take the Cowboys. I feel like the Cowboys need this game more than Philly does. Need this game. They're bad. Like, not just because, we'll be tied with the Eagles, but Philly knows where they're going to be. Philly knows where they're going to be for the playoffs, all that, yada, yada.
Mm-hmm.
Dallas doesn't. I hate to say it, but, I mean, there's
–
that black shadow is right over their shoulder, and they keep looking back because they know from those past experiences. So, for me, I'm going to take the more desperate team in this that has to play the great game. Give me Dallas. If you can't nut up and show up here, coming off a bye week, but he had a nice impressive win last week, scoring 43. Shut up. Let's do it right here. Give me Dallas in this one. I don't like it, but
Zach. He's not going to be that. He's going to be Zach Prescott until he gets the job done, and then I give him his D back. Dak. He's going to be Zach.
Right.
Zach Prescott. Anyway.
Sunday night football. We're going to have Najee on Sunday night football. Najee, I'm here listening about DeMar Hamlin. I'm going to probably hear that name about 1,000 times. But Bills at the Bengals, Sunday night football.
They're getting zipped, man. Give me the Bengals. They're getting zipped. The Buffalo Bills ain't ish. Give me the Bengals.
I'm going to riz up the Bengals myself, so I'll riz up. I'll take Cincy in this one over Buffalo. Buffalo's going to go to 5-4. That defense is still struggling. The defense is still hurting, and I don't know if there's a cure for that. So, and then Monday Night Football, John. Oh, what a great Monday Night Football game. Give me 2 weeks in a row. Give me the Chargers on primetime at the Jets.
Stop it. Jets pretty got good defense, man. I'm not believing in that on the road, though, Brandon. I'm not, man. Give me the Jets. I'm going the other way.
Give me the Chargers. Chargers need it. Hopefully they'll play better on the road. Give me the Chargers on the road.
I got no faith.
Your four bye teams this week are Denver, Jacksonville, Detroit, and the 49ers. So, three great teams on the road or on the bye week. Mm-hmm. That's why you've got some shitty matchups this week. So, unfortunately, next week we've got four more bye weeks, and it's even worse. Chiefs, Dolphins, and Eagles are all three on byes. And John, your favorite Monday Night Football next week. Let me just get you prepped. Actually, buddy, let me get you prepped because we have the Chargers and Jets on Monday Night Football. And you had the Chargers the previous week on Sunday Night Football. Well, next week on Sunday night, you have the Jets at the Raiders next Sunday night. And Monday night, you get
–
yeah. And then you get the Broncos at the Bills on Monday.
Maybe it'll be snowing. You know, they have that, you know, that Buffalo where it gets crazy. Blizzard, not blizzard, because like that becomes tricky for the fans. But like it'll make for good TV or good game drama if it snows, man. But I get what you're saying, man. Yeah, those are some games that you don't necessarily have marked on your primetime viewing calendar at all.
No.
Considering where those teams are at, no.
Right, John, you got some prime viewing tonight, my man. 10:00 on ESPN this evening. You get to see playoff P. Against Street Clothes.
I guess you got LA versus LA?
L.A. versus L.A. I think James Harden, I think he's playing tonight, maybe. I haven't seen it.
Yeah, which is awkward, man. Go to Sports Illustrated. Anybody, you know what I'm saying, got access, go to Sports Illustrated's Twitter, Instagram, whatever, man. The James Harden walk-in when he met Westbrook, it's so awkward. Yeah, it's weird. Westbrook, I mean, they're talking about – they almost kind of talking in gangster code, like street gangster code, but they're basketball players, so they might be talking like what they used to be, like, you know what I'm saying, when they were kids and, like, the neighborhood. But, like, it was real awkward, man. And Westbrook was like, man, you stay on your side of the locker room. He did say that, you know what I mean? So it's weird. And, you know, Kawhi Leonard, from what I saw, wasn't there. And Terrence Mann didn't flinch. He didn't give a damn.
He did.
Yeah, here's the new suit. I mean, James Harden's MVP. We ain't just talking about a regular guy. And I get it that, you know what I'm saying, we all know everybody kind of contemplates from podcast to podcast and he's saying, like, you know, he ain't who he is. And like, but Terrence, man, he didn't. He's like, all right, man, he kept his hoodie on. He's like, I'm ready for practice. I don't give a damn. Is he going to play? And that's kind of where I'm at with it, too. Right, is he going to play?
Well, Terrence Mann's pissed off. He's going to lose some shots. That ball's not going to be able to pass around enough.
Yeah, that's a lot of fast play. They're going to be playing real small. I think they're going to be able to win games for sure, man. There ain't no way James Harden. Nobody ever said he couldn't play basketball. That would be crazy to say, right? But can he play winning basketball and can he be dependent upon, you know what I'm saying, to help a team win? That's going to remain the same. When you point to the ESPN quote unquote experts, man, I cap into some of that crap. I also listen to my own personal opinion, man. What I see, man, like there some of those folks think that Kawhi Leonard can take this team far. I'm like, I don't know. I think that's the reason why they have another quote unquote All Star MVP because they know Kawhi Leonard can't. You know, what I'm saying, his knees are horrible. So the summer here has got to get it done. There ain't no excuses. Yeah. You can't say that Westbrook is a bad player. We know he's limited in what he can do. Harden, you know, but like they're still all great players in their own as individual. Can they get it all together? Can they get it done? Can they win games? I say yes to all that. Can they win a championship? Man, please. But we'll see.
Okay. Before we go to the next NBA topic, John, let's. Oh, I'm chomping at the bit, so I want you to give me one, and I'm going to give you one. Mm-hmm. Give me a WWF trivia question.
Oh, man, you hit me out of curveball. All right, man, let's see what you got.
Okay.
What basketball star was tombstoned by Kane at WrestleMania 14? What baseball star?
It was a baseball. It was Pete Rose.
Yeah, what? That's it. Ding, ding, ding.
It happened back years.
Huh?
And it happened. He did it both years, 14 and 15.
I feel like that was too easy for you, man.
Yeah, it was too easy. Too easy. Give me another.
Okay. What Chicago radio personality appeared at the 1997 Slammy Awards? Chicago radio personality.
Ooh. Yeah, I got to go back to the Slammy.
Trade in this one. Or you want to trade in a different question?
Yeah, trade in. Cause I don't know. Harry Carey? Shit, that's the only one I can think of.
No, it was Mancow.
Oh, okay.
All right. In which Olympic trials did Ken Shamrock compete?
What year?
Olympic trials. Ken Shamrock. What year?
94?
Nah. 1988.
Okay.
Remember,
94,
he was in WWE.
He wasn't there yet.
No, you're right. He didn't start wrestling until 97 for WWE, but he was professional wrestling. You know what I'm saying? He was on the circuit. But, yeah, Olympic Trials, 98.
Let me give you a WCW one.
Man, I probably – right. Let's go.
On February 20th, 1994, at Super Brawl 4, WCW heavyweight champion Ric Flair successfully defended his title in a Thunderdome cage match. Who was his opponent?
In the Thunderdome?
Yep. 94.
Terry Funk.
You want to try again?
In the Thunderdome? If it ain't Terry Funk, in 94, Hulk Hogan.
He didn't fight him in a Thunderdome. The late Ray Traylor was the Boss Man, was the special referee for this match.
Okay, so Boss Man was the referee?
Yep.
In 94, then, in the Thunderdome, in 94, it was either... Because
this guy was supposed to start an angle with Sid Vicious, but Sid was terminated because he stabbed Arn Anderson with a pair of scissors multiple times.
Right.
So they canned his...
He went back. It was the thing?
Nope. It's time. It's time.
Ah, he beat
it's
Vader.
Vader.
He beat Vader in the Thunderdome? That makes sense.
Yeah. Okay. That was
I'm about to go back and watch that one. I'm
give you one
that.
More.
I should have known that.
Let's see. Let me give you.
Cause
let me
they
find
had, man, that's all kind of backstory on that one. Vader thought he was going to drop the title. He thought he was going to have a long program with Hulk Hogan. They made him drop that title to Ric Flair.
Okay, here you go. Rick Rude defeated Sting for the U.S. title, WCW U.S. title, on November 19th, 1991. Who became the champion after the belt was vacated because Rick Rude was injured?
Scott
Steiner.
Won
a No.
Scott Steiner was already gone. Who won the U.S. title tournament after Rick? What year?
1993, January 11th.
Oh, man. Dustin Rhodes.
You got it. There you go, my man. Nice.
Yeah, man, I had to think about
and
that.
Last one, it's an easy one for you. What was World Championship Wrestling's equivalent to WrestleMania?
Oh, Starrcade.
Yep. Well done. See, I gave you an easy one
easy.
There.
That's easy, man. That's cool. Well, Ken, I got some more for y'all, man. So, that's cool, man. Yeah, we just had to sneak that in real quick.
Yeah. There's some questions here I have no clue with WCW. Like, I have. Well, you last night, I was watching the cage match with Piper and Hogan at Havoc, and then Macho came in. And then the fan, John. The fan that jumped into
the
cage and then just got his ass handed to him by Hogan and Savage. My God. Hey, he was a stinger. He had the Sting face paint on. He just got that ass handed to him by them.
Wow.
Crazy. I love that, John. I love those trivia questions. So I'm looking forward to more of those, and we'll do that. World Series, John. Rangers are up 3-1. They continue to win on the road. They can close it out tonight in Arizona. I have a future that I put on the Rangers before the playoffs started at plus 400. So I'm hoping that hits tonight. Go ahead and call it a dub. So looking forward to that as well. I had a note on here, John, about Sting and Goldberg.
Supposed to talk about Sting. Because Goldberg, you was like, he lost to Sting, whatever paper you was watching.
I didn't realize you hate Kevin Nash that much. Holy cow.
No, man, Kevin Nash is, I get it, man. He did a lot of good things for the business, for the guys in the background. He negotiated, and it made them have to negotiate with other performers, like guaranteed contracts and that type of stuff, and big money, and parts of the house, and all that stuff, man, right? The big Hollywood type stuff, man, to try to get wrestlers paid. However, man, he was bad for business. When he went over and became Diesel as champ, that was when they had their lowest ratings and their lowest house attendance. When Diesel was the champ, these are facts. This is the truth, right? You know what I'm saying? When he came over, it was a huge pop. When he came back over, when he was, Kevin Nash, when he came back with Razor, with Scott Hall. But, Brandon, do you remember any memorable wrestling matches that they ever had?
No. Nope.
Other than they had big spots, they would come out, beat up Eric Bischoff, put him through a table. They would come out, beat up WCW, put him, you know what I'm saying, whatever. But do you remember any Kevin Nash great match in WCW? I can't say that I have, man. So when he got the book, the power, to call matches and whatnot, he put himself over Goldberg. Like, yeah. Man, they built up Goldberg. Goldberg had the streak. He was undefeated U.S. champ. He was U.S. champ, beat the hell out of Hulk Hogan on a Monday Night Raw for free. No,
Stinger fucking
dude. Yeah, he beat him on for free. Like, that went on a pay-per-view. Yeah. He beat Hulk Hogan, like, we all saw it, right? And then the streak continued as him as the world champ. They let him wrestle Sting, like you said. He beat Sting clean. You know, I think he beat Sting clean twice.
He did.
Like, man, I said, that's a big – because Sting is a WCW, like the reverence that you have for Bret Hart is the same kind of reverence that I – on that side of the yard as the same – like I have for Sting on WCW. Because, like, Sting came through the WCW farm system. Like, he's pure WCW, right? But the point is, when it kind of came to fight Kevin Nash said, all right, man, you got to lay down. And that was the finish of the match. Like, they had a legit, like, you know, set back and forth, and then – it didn't make sense, though. Kevin Nash, you wasn't that over. So, like, man, I appreciate Kevin Nash for what he's done. He's kind of like, man, like, think about it, though, Brandon. Like, I'm going to tell you his pecking order. Like, he ain't Shawn Michaels important. As far as he's not. And he ain't, and when you go, you know what I'm saying, as far as, like, when he was with Shawn Michaels and before DX and all that, he's not that, he ain't that guy, and he ain't Triple H. And really, who was really over in the NWO? Who made the NWO? Scott Hall, and then when Hulk Hogan came over. Kevin Nash just kind of was in the – man, come on, man. That's how I kind of see Kevin Nash.
Okay.
Sorry,
okay.
Man. He chopped up the Undertaker's coffin that one time.
what's your thoughts on AEW with Sting going to be retiring in the next pay-per-view?
Dude, man, it's hard watching Sting do – the cowboy crap, the stunt man stuff that he used to do, and he's like, you know what I'm saying, 15 years, 20 years my senior. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Sting pushing damn near late, almost he's pushing, you know, late 60s. And, like, remember when he used to jump off a balcony or jump off, you know what I'm saying, all the things he'd do in the wrestling ring, that was one thing, but then he'd have the extras, you know what I'm saying, spiraling off the top of the, top of the roof or whatever.
Right.
Like, he's still trying to do those things, man. Like, nah, man, it's not safe. So, like, he ain't got nothing to prove to me. He's one of the great top performers we've ever seen, man. And, like, I'll probably tune into that preview just to watch him to sign off.
You want me to give you my main hot take I always have, John? You already know what it is.
Go for it.
Who I feel is overrated? It's Rey Mysterio, man. Overrated. Not a fan. Not a fan. And I challenge all Mysterio stands to come out on Twitter after me. Come on after me.
Damn. Rey Mysterio is overrated. You said this?
Come on, man. He had a good WCW time.
You didn't like his WWE run?
He didn't move the needle for me, man. He didn't move the needle.
He moved biggest the needle thing he ever
did. He biggest thing he ever did was get thrown into a semi-trailer. That's about the only thing he did.
That was in WCW. He had a good match. He had a good program with Eddie, but that was all the time. He also had a good program with Kurt Angle, right? I thought he had a pretty good match with Batista.
Yeah, he did. I mean, he won the Royal Rumble that one year. So, I mean,
that man said,
he didn't move the needle for him, man. To each their own, right? So,
I got you.
What was I going to say? We got T's going to call in here momentarily. He actually may be on hold. I don't know. I guess I need to get my computer screen to the right screen. No, we got Decot, though. We'll take Decot for a few minutes before Tanner calls in. Decot.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing tonight?
Good. You?
What's going on, man?
Hey, I'm good, man.
You was on the floor, man. You got to tell us about these Pacers, man, versus the Bulls.
Yeah, that's why I'm calling, man. So here's my take on the first game I witnessed in person this season, right? Absolutely more talent for sure, more explosive. What I noticed in the second quarter was they were jumping Halliburton and getting the ball out of his hands. And I told my sidekick in the second quarter, I said, they got to get another ball handler in there, a guard. I said, because they're not going to get in their offense in time. And I said, as this game's going to go, he's going to wear out. And I said, they're going to miss shots in the fourth quarter. I swear to God, I said that. And as it happened, they didn't put in McTryhard. And, you know, Nembhard just doesn't seem like it. So I don't know if he's got some stuff going on or not. He doesn't seem like he's got that fire that he had last year. Now, granted, it's early in the season, but I don't see what I saw last year. And then that third quarter came, and fourth quarter, so I missed a couple of shots. And then in the fourth quarter came, I'd be willing to bet you if they took 15 threes, 10 of them were rushed. And that was a recipe for disaster. They talked about, well, they just got cold in the fourth quarter. They didn't get cold. Uh-huh. Billy Donovan outcoached overrated as Rick Carlisle. And I'm serious. If you go back and watch it, they jumped Halliburton. He had to get rid of that ball, and he's getting the ball to Bruce. He's getting the ball to Turner a couple of times, and even my second year guy from Arizona, which I was disappointed in how he complains about every call. It seems like Vogel was on the sidelines making it okay. The referee number 42 called three back-to-back fouls on him. I want to say it was in the third quarter. Hands up in the air, complaining every call. The only one call that wasn't a foul was the third one, and he just deserved that because the ref was tired of it. We can't have that, man. They're too talented and they're too good, and they should have beat that Chicago team. To me, their guard play is not very strong. But I just think they got out-coached because they jumped Halliburton and they got the ball out of his hand. That's
I didn't even get to watch it. I had to listen to it because Bally Sports sucks.
Oh, check this out. You know, I'm not a video game person, but Cott Jr. came over with the girls on Sunday and said, Dad, all you got to do is get the app, put it on your Xbox. He says, I've got all the games. He says, there's no subscription. And I don't know if it's bootleg or what, because, you know, I sent you guys, hey, give me a link. So I'm getting me an Xbox, so I don't play video games, right? But I'm getting me an Xbox this weekend, man. And the wife already got
good.
Hers.
The patients don't pay no bills around here.
Yeah. Say it again, JD.
I said it's all good. The patients don't pay no bills around here.
Man, I was disappointed, man. I was like, you mean to tell me, man, how long did you know this? I said,
no, man,
Valley
Sports
is $20 a month.
Yeah, we do a Valley Sports a favor just by mentioning them over the Crossroads Sports Airways. But, like, I damn near wanted to tweet out, like, they need to put the prices back on WRTV Channel 4, local.
Man, the good old days, right? Gary Baker on the radio, right?
Right, put Janie on right after it with treble clef, too, man. But listen,
yeah,
the Pacers got to get back to fan-friendly. And, you know, $19.99 per month where it ain't nothing. But I think it's more than just Pacer content, but it's not nothing.
I'm good.
Yeah,
it
ain't what you want, man. So, like, they got to come up with something better than that.
No, not at all, man. Exactly, right? So, but, you know, two last things on the Pacers, right? I liked what I saw in Obi Toppin. Athletic guy. Seemed like he's ready to make a point and prove a point. And I think the beneficiary would be not only the Pacers organization, but the fans, because he had a nice putback dunk that was really nice. And he runs the floor well, but then overrated coach again, didn't play him much in the second half. So who knows what this coach is going on. Maybe he's got some stuff going on there, but just disappointing in my view. They got Boston tonight. When I got to go upstairs and look at my wife's Xbox so I can watch the game, because I'm not doing Bally, unfortunately. But we'll see. I'm just serious, man. You're not missing much. Don't tell me about it. Lastly, I was downtown with the game. Man, that setup is really nice. Brandon, you were right. The setup is nice, and they're really preparing big for the All-Star game, which I won't be attending. And I won't be anywhere near downtown for that whole weekend because I like basketball. If I want to go to N1, I could go to West Montgomery Park or Washington Park in the good old days and watch that type of basketball. So no thanks. I won't be anywhere near that place at all. No way.
It's going back to the East West. It's going back to the traditions, man.
Man, but still, I haven't watched an All Star. No thanks, man. It's not
my style. The playing tournament starts.
I don't do gimmicks either. No gimmicks. They can keep the damn gimmicks because you know what? The reason why they're going gimmick because there's something wrong. People are tired of seeing guys fall on the floor without being touched. People are tired of seeing guys play 50 games sit on the sidelines like my man did for Phoenix last night, that ugly ass jacket on.
Ooh,
the dude that came
that
from
bad.
Washington, sitting there laughing and having fun, like you know, like he's enjoying the game while we're watching the game, and he could be out there playing. So no, man, I don't do gimmicks, and I'm not watching any of it, and I don't give a damn about the floor because I'm gonna be at the game Friday night, right? I'll be there Friday, Saturday, and Monday. Monday we got Wembanyama. Stick in.
That floor sucks.
Well, yeah, it's a gimmick. It's a gimmick, too. The floor is a gimmick. The whole damn thing's a gimmick. The hell with it. I'm telling you, that's going to be my time to work some overtime and get some things done for work stuff, man, or do whatever.
Here's your thing. Bali Sports, Pacers, this is game number two where the goddamn app doesn't work. So can't watch the game for a second night, bro.
Shocking. Well, shocked. Yeah. No, that Bally's a gimmick. The play-in tournament is a gimmick, and the damn floor is a gimmick. Keep your gimmick. No thanks, man. You know, and that's just disappointing, man. And I know that my buddy would be like, oh, no, it's great for the NBA. No, it's not. It's a gimmick because they know they're missing things. And they're turning fans off by players not playing with their – Ben Mather, and I love Ben. I told you I saw him at the casino a few weeks ago. And love Ben's game. But you can't, after every call, throw your hands up, walk towards the officials as if you did nothing wrong. You just can't do that.
So Beacott.
Beacott,
so if they come up with an AI hologram, Slick Leonard, you're not going to be down with that?
Listen, let me tell you something. If they do a Slick Leonard anything, or Mel Daniels, by the way, because unfortunately we lost Mel November 30th, 2015. I remember that vividly. Mm-hmm. It was on Friday. It was a tough day. Mm-hmm. Mel was one of the kindest ex-Pacers, probably next to Darnell Hillman. I still got a picture of him with me coming off the elevator. We were going down, we were on the floor, and it was lovely, man, spending time with him. He was more happy taking a picture with me than I was with him. So anything to do with Mel Daniels or Slick, I'm there.
All right.
I'm in. I'm all in, man. And I know you guys are pressed. I don't want to talk football because I don't want Brandon to make me feel bad about myself. But it's going to be a great weekend of football, and we'll talk about it next week. How's that fair? Is that fair, Brandon?
Yeah, sounds good.
All right. Hey, go Steelers, man. You guys take care, all right?
See ya.
All right. Beacott, super Pacer fan.
And then now we got to get our guy.
It's so hard for me to sit back here in this studio looking at a guy out here hollering my name. When last year I spent more money on spilt liquor in bars from one side of this world to the other than you made. You're talking to the Rolex wearing.
The Rolex wearing Tanner Penrod. T, welcome back.
What's happening, fellas? What's happening?
Not much. Yourself? By the way, just for our picks, so everybody knows, Jonathan, since you decide not to tweet, text back and give us an answer, I automatically gave you Ball State in tonight's game with me and Tanner.
Yeah, Jonathan.
You gave me Ball State? What if I wanted, like, man?
Too damn bad. I texted you at 5 o'clock, said I need an answer for this game, and you never responded. So
I'm sorry, imagine. Has it started already tonight?
It started an hour ago.
Man, that's terrible, man. Because I think Bowling Green's gonna win.
Well,
they're trying to get a bowl game, bud.
I gave you Ball State, or there's no pick for you, and you're one less pick than us.
I'll live that. Okay, I'm saying Bowling Green gonna win that game, bud.
Okay. So John's.
They can still win that game. Was Ball State favored, Reese?
No. Bowling Green was favored.
Yeah. John, Bowling Green could still win the game. Ball State could just cover.
I don't think Ball State's going to cover. That's what I'm saying, man. I don't even
right.
I'm checking.
So, John, you have – well, hold this. Hold on. John, you haven't seen any of the game, correct?
Not tonight. I thought it was later. I thought it was
so you're taking. So you're taking Bowling – I'll give you this. I'll let you take Bowling Green since you haven't seen any of the game.
Super duper.
Okay, we are 4 minutes to go in the second quarter, Bowling Green 14, Ball State 7. So that's where we're at for that one. Bowling Green was minus -5. That was the odds for tonight's game. Tanner, before we get to football, first I want to talk about your 49ers. They made a trade for Chase Young. They've lost 3 in a row. People are saying Brock Purdy ain't the guy. He's falling off. He sucked or not. But I have him as my fantasy quarterback this year, so it's kind of been a bad run. I don't think they're in trouble. I really don't. I think they'll be fine once they get Debo back and all. They just got Chase Young in a trade. Thoughts on Niners?
I think that's a great pickup. They only really had to give up like a third rounder for Chase. I know it could be a rental because he might demand more money. Obviously, he'd go somewhere, but I think it really helps Bosa. I don't think they're really getting much pass. Everybody just double teams Bosa. I mean, they weren't getting much on the up for a pass rush other than him. So, and I mean, it was really showing out in that secondary. I think they were getting exposed a little bit. They're not the team that's going to come from behind, too. I don't feel like they play like that. And even when I watch Shanahan, his play calling's normally conservative. So when you're asking Purdy to take deep shots towards the end, that's probably not his game. So, yeah, I'm with you. I have Purdy now to deal with as my quarterback. I had Cousins, too. I was rocking, too. I took Purdy, I think, with my last pick of the draft. And and with Cousins, unfortunately, with his thing, so now I'm going to be rolling with him. You know, I have to find somebody this week. I don't even know who I want to stream this week to do that. But I think they'll be fine. I knew they were going to have a tough time in Minnesota trying to win that one just because it's on the road. They've lost, and then the kicker cost them one, and then this last week I think the Bengals are really turning it around. I think they're really playing well too now. So I think that was just a tough spot for them. I think this bye week actually couldn't come in a better spot for them. I think the bye week was huge for them to get right here. Hopefully Debo rested up by that. I think this bye week couldn't have came in for a better spot for them. I mean, they got some tough games. They still go at Eagles later in the season. They got some hard games in there. By any means, they'll probably lose two more games. At least I think they lose two more. They might go. I don't see them going worse than 11-6. I think they're a 12-5, 11-6 type team going in the playoffs.
Okay. John actually has Tanner. Before we do into it, we're talking wrestling because I was telling John I just watched the other night the match with Hogan and Piper in the cage and Havoc and the fan that was wearing the Sting paint go climb over the fence and just got that ass handed to him by Hogan and Savage in the ring.
Yeah.
So John's actually got some WWF trivia that he wants to give you and me.
Okay. This is easy one, man. It's an easy one. Toss up. Shawn Michaels' opponent at the King of the Ring 97 was the
Undertaker.
King of the Ring.
Undertaker?
Man. I haven't watched this in a long time.
He said he watched it a long time. I give you three. I give you the three, but I mean, it's on the card. Owen Hart, Mankind, or Steve Austin?
I think it's Mankind. No. Wait.
No.
97,
final
right?
Answer. Yeah, 97.
Yeah, when
it's no Googling. No, ladies and gentlemen, we are not Googling here. These guys, this is off the top.
No, I'm not even.
The ringmaster? Was he ringmaster in 97?
It is Steve Austin. I will allow it. It was Steve
okay.
Austin.
Okay. I couldn't remember if it was Stone Cold.
It's on the card. You know, they probably wiped away anything ringmaster. It says Steve Austin, but that's who it was in 97.
Okay. Damn. Took me three guesses for that.
Was that when they were still doing tournaments and then Austin came? Is that when he started the 316 after
no.
then he beat somebody else?
No, that's not when he started.
That was actually 96, so he was Stone Cold then.
Yeah.
So he was Stone Cold.
Yeah, he wasn't ringmaster. He was wrestling, Sean. I don't know if he was. This
I think
probably
this
is
the one where
moment away.
I think Triple H won the King of the Ring that year, I think. Sounds about right.
Yeah.
So,
but here,
give me
give us another one. Or is that all you have?
Who held the tag team title going into In Your House? It doesn't really tell a year. That's a bad one. I don't want to use that one. We'll scrap
yep.
that one. Because it didn't give the year. Okay. Oh man, love it. Who defeated the Undertaker at the King of the Ring in 1995?
Yeah, that's
oh.
these are
neat
balls. Oh. Who defeated the Undertaker?
Okay. Shit. Okay. So 95 King of the Ring, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So Tanner, let's work through this together. So King Mabel won the King of the Ring tournament.
I was
going to
say King. I was like Mabel. I was getting ready to say Mabel.
But he won the King of the Ring. I don't know if Undertaker was in the King of the Ring tournament. I don't think he was in the tournament.
Yeah, he beat him.
Oh, he did. So it is King Mabel.
Yeah, he defended Undertaker at the King of the Ring.
Oh, yeah. Love it.
Yeah, I was getting ready to go Mabel there. I was like, Mabel won one of these things in there. I was getting ready to fire it off.
I know this is going to be hard. This is going to be hard for both of us. It would be hard for me, too. All right. Who was Bam Bam Bigelow's tag team partner at the King of the Ring in 1995?
Tatanka?
I don't even know.
Don't think,
Clown.
Man, no. Brandon Close is not Tatanka. It's Diesel.
No shit. Diesel. Fake Diesel?
Yeah.
Fake Diesel. Right?
No, the real Diesel. Kevin Nash Diesel. Him.
Okay. Huh.
Yep.
Didn't think about that. Wow. wow. Damn. Give
Brett
us one more.
You say one more?
Give us
yeah,
one more.
On, man. Oh, man, y'all in love. We got to get to college football.
We'll get to
Hold
it.
Hold on, man. Let me find one more. All right, let me find the rest of the spot.
Yeah,
who
is going to lead
managed,
into my
who
spot?
Who originally managed the Oddities?
It was Luna Vachon.
No, Brandon Close, no. I give you another.
What?
I give you another, the original manager.
Who's his team? Brandon, I mean, who's this team? Who is that?
The Oddities was like Luna Vachon. Who else was in that group, Brandon?
Kurgan. Earthquake was in it.
He wasn't Earthquake, but yeah, he was somebody else. But yeah.
Yeah, he was
oh,
the jacket. God damn it.
Who'd you say? The who?
The Jackal?
Yeah, because the Jackal is the one guy now, ain't he? Don't he wrestle for AEW? He's a manager.
What's his name?
Yeah.
Steve something. What was that Steve dude's name?
Tom
Callis.
The Jackal is. Callis. Yeah, he's the manager.
That's Callis.
Yeah,
I don't know. Oh, the first managers. I thought it was Luna Vachon.
Nah, it wasn't. She's the only female in the Oddities.
It was Luna. Luna was a... Not
Kevin Sullivan.
Wait.
Nah, that's WCW. This is WWE.
Is she... Okay, let me get this. I have a name just because she was famous back then during this time. It wasn't Sable, was it?
No.
Not with the Oddities, no.
Okay.
No. She came out. Did she manage? Yeah, you're talking about. She managed Kurgan and some
also
other.
Also Carmelo, and Triple H. Well, Hunter
yeah.
Hearst. I don't know.
Right.
It wasn't Terry Runnels. No, I don't think she was with anybody.
She was the only Oddity. Luna was the only Oddity. But I think Brandon's thinking about it, she might have managed like Kurgan when he was something else.
I watched her come out managing this team. That's why I thought it was her. I have no clue, John.
Nah, it's the Jackal. It's him. It's Don Callis.
I thought you said a
was
female.
Really?
No, she's the only female. I said, who's the manager?
Okay. Don Callis.
No, she's
wow.
the only. No, yeah, Don Callis, the Jackal. Yeah, he was their first manager. And I think after he probably got bounced to fire, they made her the manager. But, yeah, he was the first manager.
Okay. Gotcha. Interesting. Didn't know that. So, there we go. The more you know. All right, boys. College football. It was a bad week for me. Bad. 4-6. It took three-fourths of the day for me to get my first win last week. I thought I was going to have a really, really bad week. I finished 4-6. I'm 43-40, so I'm still over 500, but we're surviving. We're floating. Jonathan Birdsong had a great week, 6-4. JB, for a while, had a one-loss record, no one for a bit, 6-4. So JB is now 41-42. He's one game back of 500. So JB is making a run. Tanner, 5-5, 49-34-2. So we've got ground to make up. We didn't all have a winning week, thanks to me. So a lot more to do. Boys, Kansas upset Oklahoma last week. The Oklahoma frauds, as they're starting to call them. USC survived Cal. Cal went for that 2-point conversion late.
They're terrible.
They went late. I won a big parlay last week, Tanner.
You said they're terrible. You want a big parlay, Brandon?
I did. I had Cal plus 10. I had – who all did I have in that bet? Let me look it up while we're talking here. Give me a second. Who the hell did I have? Because I was going to do money lines, and I decided not to. I went spreads. But I had three – I had Kansas plus 8.5. I had Cal plus 10. And the other one I had was Rice plus 10. So Kansas won outright. Rice lost by 2. They were down 27-7 at halftime. I thought it was dead. They were down by 20 at half. And then I had Cal who came back there. So, yeah, one nice little three-team parlay there. It was $11 to win 87.
That a boy.
So,
I just got back from Las Vegas. I went to Las Vegas for 24 hours. Literally went on Monday, came back on Tuesday.
Did you fire McDaniels while you were there?
Yeah, I did. Left up about $2,000 in 24 hours. Said, see you later, Vegas. First time I've ever won in that place.
Nice. What took you there?
Yeah.
Just to get out there?
A buddy was out there for a work thing, so he's like, hey, come out here, man. You don't have to pay really anything. Just get out here. As long as you get out here, I got everything else. So I said, all right.
You didn't give Vegas your data, did you? Your personal information?
Nope.
He says,
you didn't run into any Kelsey's or Taylor Swift's, did you?
Nah, my Halloween was in full throttle out there. You did see some people.
Hey, fellas, is the era finally over in Clemson? Can we go ahead and close the book on?
Oh yeah, he's probably done.
You see, yelled at that kid on the radio.
What did he do?
He yelled at a kid on the radio show.
No, I didn't see this.
Yeah. He said, if you think you can, what do you say, John? He says, if you think you can coach the team, why don't you go ahead and apply for the job? Be my guest. See if you can do better.
Right. I'm like, dude, you're still the head coach, man. They still got you on contract.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So,
like, Dabo can't be that. Like, I get it, man. The job is pressurized. I get it, man. And, like, media, you're not supposed to be listening to that, though, Dabo. Remember, you tell the kids don't listen to that. So he's got to get more – he's got to start practicing what he preaches and start, you know what I'm saying, living with the – I get what you're going to say, like because, like, that now that's a hard recruiting trip. How can I recruit A-level talent? How can I recruit A-level talent when I'm alienating youth? Like, people want to come, like when you understand me, man. Like, that was cool. Like, and you already got knocked against you because you don't have – because you don't necessarily believe in NIL, you know what I'm saying, all that.
Yeah, he's got to adapt or perish, because if he doesn't like the NIL, he's gonna adapt or perish.
Tanner, let me give you the swamp set of it. So a man named Tyler called in from Spartanburg to confront him about the 4-4 record and loss to NC State. The caller spoke for about 2.5 minutes, saying Sweeney's recent Dabo's recent comments about the team's performance reminded him of Sweeney's predecessor, Tommy Bellin. And then questions why Clemson was paying Dabo $10.8 million to go 4-4. Dabo's response was 5 minutes long, echoed his recent comments on the radio show about 98.5% of Clemson's fans being supportive, while the other 1.5% create a lot of problems. His full response, quote, "You can all have your opinions that you want. I don't know how old you are, son. I really don't care. But let me tell you something. We won 11 games last year, and you're part of the problem, to be honest with you, because that's part of the problem. It's people like you that all you do is the expectation is greater than the appreciation. That's the problem. So we've had 10-plus wins in a row. That happens three times in 150 years. So you want to know why? Clemson ain't sniffing national championship 35 years. We've won 2-7. There's only two other teams that can say that, Georgia and Alabama, okay? Quote, this is a bad year. Yeah, it's my responsibility. I take 100% responsibility for it. But all this bull crap you're thinking, all these narratives you read, listen to, man, you can have your opinions all you want and stick it. You can apply for the job. Good luck to you. But to answer your question, we're second in draft picks. We've graduated 90% of our guys. We're second in wins. If you know why, I'm telling you, we're not perfect. There's a lot of teams that Frank Howard never had a bad year. Coach Danny Ford never had a bad year. Coach K never had a bad year in basketball. People have a bad year, my man. But you're part of the problem.
Hey, I ain't mad at him, actually.
Yeah, I ain't mad at him. But the optics.
Yeah.
The optics and the timing. I know. I don't think he's a bad coach. I'm just saying, man. Like everybody's talking, the media talking about, man. If you can get this transfer, you get this transfer, you get this transfer, and it has worked for some people. But guess what, y'all? All the transfers that transferred to, let me see, all the guys that transferred to Colorado. Colorado's still sitting at where? Out there in the national championship. You know what I'm saying? So just because you transfer, don't mean that kid's gonna turn out for you. Dabo is sticking to his guns, but, like, the optics, that's all I'm saying. The optics right now is, like, not pointing in his favor. But Dave, what he's saying is true. Like, they went 8-0 in ACC play last year. I know that, but, like, he got to learn how to enlighten these people instead of coming for their throat, because this is what they want. They want you to come for their throat because they feel like now they got you rattled, whoever it is, plant or real – media person, whoever it might be.
Yep, exactly. Real quick before we go to the games, because we got about 20 minutes. Their first rankings last night, gentlemen. The top four, Ohio State, Georgia, Michigan, and Florida State. 5 and 6 are Washington and Oregon. So 2 Big Ten, 1 SEC, 1 ACC, and then 2 Pac-12s, with Texas at 7. So,
yep.
Obviously, as you know, the Big Ten is going to wipe themselves out of that since they got to play each other. Texas right now kind of in the driver's seat there, sitting at number 7 with Bama right there lurking at number 8. So, and I have to give a shout-out to the Lane Train guys. I mean, number 11 – or number – sorry, number 10. Number 10 in the country, Lane Train. Come on, man.
I didn't see it like that, man, but I don't think Ole Miss is number 10.
Number 10, man.
But I'm not – I know they right. are, man. I mean, come on, man. Louisville, Notre Dame, they better than Ole Miss, but it is what it is.
I don't know about Louisville. You're talking about Jeff Brom. Come on now. So,
yeah.
All right, let's get to picking. Purdue Boilermakers at number 2, Michigan. Spygate, Michigan, -32.5. John.
Man, why the NCAA, this is going to be a bad breakup. But Michigan is going to roll over Purdue. Like, they might as well get their own little steamroller. You know what I'm saying? Because that's what's going to happen, man. But, like, this is going to be a bad breakup between NCAA and Jim Harbaugh, man. But until we get to the end of that game, you know what I'm saying, end of the season, right, like I said, this weekend, give me Michigan to roll.
I took Purdue last week against Nebraska. I hated my life because they just – pissed down their leg out there, let the corn cob go right up them. So give me Michigan here to roll.
All right. Wanted this little 2 minute right here because I told you last night, last week. The Rock fired up that private plane, gave a little drive over there to Nebraska, rolled into Lincoln. He delivered 53. It don't matter how many corn cobs he gave all those Cornhuskers. They took them, they polished them up, they turned them some bitches sideways, and
damn,
every Boilermaker football player this one straight up. They're candy ass.
Oh, wow.
Great. Bam. Told you.
Special team.
Purdue. Garbage. Give me Michigan
taking
all day long.
Okay, I thought you were going to reverse it and go with Purdue this week.
Nah, man.
Would have been a good swerve right there.
It would have been great. It would have been great just to have it.
Yeah.
Wisconsin.
They're still going to be – they're still sitting up there with those corn cobs up there, so they're not going to play worth a shit. So, yeah, give me the Wolverines.
All right. And Wisconsin, -9.5 at Indiana. Tanner.
No. I mean, IU played out of – IU played their best game last week. Swear, I think they played the best they could ever play. That was their national championship game. Problem is, I want to take Nebraska. I mean, Wisconsin, but I don't even know if they can score. So bad. I mean,
Luke Fickell.
Man,
go back to Cincinnati.
Yeah,
back to Conference USA. Take Cincinnati out of the Big 12 and go back to Conference USA. Cause it's not working.
Hey, I took them last week that they covered. Badgers, baby. So you know what? I just think IU's not ready. I think this defense is going to be good. Man, just give me the Badgers. I'm not taking. I can't trust Tom Allen. Give me the
Badgers.
Give me the Hoosiers at home +9.5. Have
it's
a bounce back from last week or play another good defensive game, like you said, was shit. So with that being said, home, give me the Hoosiers to cover. They ain't gonna win. Don't get me wrong, but they're gonna cover.
Hey man, it's gonna be a lot of dry. It's gonna be a lot of wet eyes. You know what I'm saying? Between now, I mean, in Bloomington, between now and Saturday, man, ain't nobody losing no games this week. Nobody. Basketball, it doesn't matter. You better not lose, man. IU winning the game, buddy.
Woo-hoo-hoo! JB with the Hoosiers.
Right. Raise the flag. The general, he's watching over this.
Number one, Ohio State, -19 at Rutgers. I will go first.
Oh, man.
I like Rutgers, guys. I do. I think Ohio State wins, but I think Rutgers can play an ugly, muck-it-up game at home with some cold weather. Ohio State. Rutgers is an ugly team. It's an ugly school in the Big Ten. So I think Rutgers covers, but Ohio State wins the game.
I don't know if Rutgers covers, man. I think it's a little ugly for them, man. I just go total Ohio State, man. They probably sitting so cocky right now, and not cocky like they're overlooking Rutgers, but like the CFP done told them they're the number one team, so they're gonna act accordingly, man. I think they get some of the guys prepared. There's no lack. They know Rutgers is a decent little program. They know Rutgers has the ability to kind of play like a little episode, put a little episode oil, you know what I'm saying, in these waters. But, like, nah, man, I think Ohio State takes care of business, man. Give me Ohio State.
Tanner?
I'm going to go with you, Reef. I think Shiano's got them playing good. Rutgers is bowl eligible again, probably first time since Ray Rice left that plate. So, I like Rutgers. They're getting 19. There's going to be another defensive thing. That's what I said. Ohio State doesn't like those. Getting those defensive games, and they struggle a little bit. It turns into a stale thing. I just don't think – I think McCord's injured a little. He's banged up. I mean, they just lost a running back. I mean,
Trayvon.
Not Trayvon Henry, but their back – not Trayvon, but the back of the other guy, he's hurt. I mean, that Abuka dude's still hurt. I mean, they got some players banged up. And you get these Rutgers team, they're gonna come out there. I mean – so I think Rutgers catching 19 at home. I think that's a play. So yeah, give me Rutgers.
Oh, what?
Next game, Jimbo and the Texas A&M Aggies. It's struggling for them. They are at the number 10 ranked team in the country, Ole Miss -3. John, you're up.
This is the only time I'm gonna go with Ole Miss, Brandon. So clip it. Put the train on. Give me Lane Train and Ole Miss.
All right. Taking the Lane trade. Tanner.
I'm with him, too. The noon game. Right there. Great. Lane train's got a lot more to play with. They're not losing here. If they're losing later in this, I mean, they got eight. Oh, man. It could be a big letdown spot because the Lane train, just for us in the pick 'em, goes to at Georgia next week.
Oh, boy.
Yep.
So, interesting. Boys,
I'm
on the
Lane train, but that might be a trap game right here. But good thing it's only 3 points. You said it's only three, right?
3 points.
What is
three?
It?
Yep.
Yeah, I don't know why it's on. That's a low number. I feel like so. Something seems fishy about that line.
Okay.
I don't like it. I'm gonna take him. Yeah.
I know. I say who I'm taking. I mean, you already know.
Yeah.
Three of them, boys. So that's a combo right there. So we're going to keep the train track. That Lane train is rolling on through, baby. Let's go. This new train. One that John likes, number 15, Notre Dame, -3 at Clemson. Does Dabo get some of that sack that he had during his radio show here against the Irish? Tanner, you're up first.
This is why I'm taking Notre Dame, because they shouldn't even be. I know Clemson's only 4-4, but there's no way they should be favored probably here. No way. I don't care if Clemson's 4-4, they shouldn't be favored, so that's why I'm going to take Notre Dame, because people are going to, in my mind, are going to hop all over Clemson getting 3 points. I don't think Notre Dame should. I think it should be closer to a pick 'em. In my mind, but I'll give me the Irish. They're playing after what they did last week. They look really good. If they show up like that, Dabo's in deep shit. They play. I know that was Pittsburgh, but they play like that. Clemson's gonna be, and it's only a noon game. This game, I think, really would have favored Clemson. I'm gonna be quick right here. If this game was at nighttime, I think Clemson better. I think they struggle with these noon kickoff games. That's when I feel like. When I've watched Clemson in close games or when they lose, mm-hmm. It's always these noon kickoffers. So, yeah, give me yep. Notre Dame.
I'll slap call you. I'm taking Notre Dame on this one as well. Day game and Clemson ain't shit. Give me Notre Dame -3. John?
Oh, man. In later years, I would have said Clemson, you know what I'm saying, would be able to cover. I can't say that right now, man. I think Notre Dame is just – not necessarily hitting on all cylinders, but they're hitting on enough cylinders, man. That whatever is causing Clemson to be good, because if we pull all those dude jackets, there, this is the 4-star guy here, 5-star guy, Mr. Football, from this, you know what I'm saying? They got talent. It's just that maybe it needs to mature. Maybe they ain't on the Dabo plan just yet. But Notre Dame's on a mission, and. I think they successfully just use Clemson as like a resume stuffer, man. So give me Notre Dame.
Okay.
Guys are idiots. In Three Foolish Men, I put you right in that category.
That was perfect.
All right, John. Let's pour one out. Not only for Bobby Knight, but let's pour one out, guys. We got we got Bedlam. Last year of Bedlam.
Yep.
Number nine, Oklahoma, 6-point favorites at number 22, Oklahoma State. Gundy's team has just looked like shit all year. You can't trust them. Oklahoma, you can't trust either. I will tell you this, gentlemen, I'm not going to bet the game, a spread, but I will probably take the over. Just as one last Bedlam, I'll take the over for it. But in our pick 'em here, God. Give me Oklahoma. I can't see them losing two in a row. It's ugly, but I think they win by 7. They cover the 6.
They are a good squad. They just you know what I'm saying, caught a couple hiccups, right? I hope this game is highly rated. You know what I'm saying, from the ratings are. I hope they are out of this world. We know it's going to be a sellout. I don't have a dog in the fight, man. You know what I'm saying? The quarterback from Oklahoma was on a Heisman, you know, watch or whatever. I don't know if that – I think that's kind of dead. He's kind of – you know, I don't think he gets – he might still get an invite. I don't think he's going to – I don't think he's necessarily all going to favor it anymore. But give me the Cowboys, man. One more last year, they're gonna go out. Yeah, give me the Cowboys. I would like to. I think the Sooners are the better team, but like you know, what I'm saying these rivalry games, Brandon Reeves and Tanner. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
This is quote unquote last time before you know what I'm saying they figure out how to way to do it again. No, I'm gonna go with the Cowboys. Give me Oklahoma State.
Okay, Tanner.
I'm gonna ride with JB on this one. I think they got a little exposed. I mean. I was watching that game last week, that Kansas-Oklahoma game, and, man, I just think, like he says, at 5.5 or wherever it is, I just think it's you got to take the point, especially if that home team getting it. That place is going to be rocking last time going. So you want to get the – everyone's going to want to play because it's the last time they can probably be in this rivalry game. So I just think –
3:30
like always favors the home team. Yeah, that's yeah. So it's probably 2:30 their time. I just, I'm good with that. I'm with him. Give me the catching points. I'll take the Cowboys.
Okay. Just so we know, for betting purposes, I'm actually gonna. I said I was gonna take the over. The over under is 60.5. So I kind of like that. 60.5. I like that number.
Yeah.
So. Halftime, Bowling Green 14, Ball State 7. So 14-7 at half right now for that game. Next one, gentlemen, on our books, number 12, Missouri at number 2, Georgia. Georgia, 15-point favorites. John.
And no Brock Bowers playing?
Nope.
Give me Missouri.
Okay. Tanner?
He snap called that.
Yeah, he did quickly.
Yeah, he said Brock Bowers is the only guy they got. Golly. I know I feel like Missouri's got a pretty good offense. I just don't know about this defense yet. And I think if it gets into a defensive thing, I don't know what this quarterback can do. 15, I might switch it. I'll keep you posted. But at Georgia, I don't think they can get it done there. So, give me Georgia. Like the points.
I'm going to take Georgia as well. I think Georgia wins by 17. That covers the 15. I think we're all sitting good then at that point.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like you said, Tanner, I just don't know if I can trust Missouri in this spot. If it was a home game, I'd feel a hell of a lot better.
Right.
But.
Right.
With the not being, I don't know if I really can. So I'll take the Bulldogs as well. Number 23, Kansas State at number 7, Texas. Texas is only a 4-point favorite at home. Tanner?
And I think that's due because Ewers isn't playing. I mean, you got the quarterback out. What?
Are we going to see Arch Manning?
I don't think we are because that guy that played last week, they put a beat down. I know it's BYU, but they were 5-2 when they came in there. He really didn't do – they ran the ball a lot over there. He was 16-25 last week for .170, two tutters and a pick. But I know he's to do – I just think – I mean, K-State, they're 6-2. They've been pretty good. I know it's low because of that court. You just don't know what you're getting out of that quarterback. And I just think Texas has got too much to play for. And if they want any chance, they know they got to keep winning. And, I mean, that's going to be a close one to win, but I think they can probably win by a touchdown. So, and it's down there in Austin. So, Give me the Longhorns. I think that quarterback might have a little breakdown. If he needs to, he's going to have a little bit more than he has to show. He didn't have to show a whole lot last week.
Okay. John.
Yeah, like a four-way tie for the Big 12 championship. You know what I'm saying? Regular season title, man. And like I said, it really means It means a lot to Oklahoma, too, in that Bedlam game, too. But, like, you know what I'm saying, I'd rather revisit that. I think Texas got a little bit easier task. I'm not saying Kansas State is a pushover, but I think Texas got a little bit easier task to sneak ahead of the pack. So, like I said, I think the tie, this is going to be a tie. It's tied up right now, like four-way tie. Maybe, I think it might even be a five-way tie for the Big 12 crown. But, like, no, nah, man, I think those waters get muddy. Texas wins, and then, like, they get a, they kind of, you know, leak in front of the pack there. Give me Texas.
Okay. I like this one. Ewers not playing. They got the backup. I wouldn't mind even seeing, a little Arch Manning action there. But Kansas State ain't the Kansas State we had from last year. But this one, guys, I've got to go. There's an old saying, the stars at night are big and bright. Deep in the heart of Texas, give me the Longhorns, minus the 4 at home. Hook 'em. God, don't let me down. Don't let me down with this one. Next one, number 5, Washington, minus 3 at number 20, Frauds. I mean, USC. Tanner, you are up first.
Oh, man. I know this is probably the damn game Lane Train. I mean, I like old SC gets it right out there. Just thinking of Lane Train because he used to be out there. But, I mean, Washington doesn't have an easy – they don't get much easier. I mean, I think they might lose. Their next 3 games are tough.
Don't overthink it.
Right here. They're going at USC, home against Utah, and at Oregon State. They got a little scare last week from Stanford. Didn't play their best. Penix played okay. Mm-hmm. I just think USC can't guard anybody. I mean, Cal hung up 50 on them.
Yeah.
Or how many ever that? Yeah, whatever. Yeah, 49, 50, whatever. Notre Dame crushed them, and I'm not. I love Notre Dame. I'm not, and they did that, and their offense isn't even as explosive as Washington's. So I just think Washington. This gets into a shootout. Washington will still win. They got more weapons. Yeah, give me Washington. I don't like taking this one and laying 3. I wish it was Washington plus 3 right here, but I'm going Washington. Penix might seem into Heisman. If he wins at the old Coliseum, this might seem it his Heisman.
Okay. I'm going to take Washington, too. I think don't overthink it. Like you said, if this gets high scoring, I like the weapons from Washington over USC's. USC's just dead in the water. These kids don't play right now. They're just prepared for the draft. So give me Washington as well in that one. John.
Yeah, Penix. Washington. Let's go.
Okay. The big one, 7:30 or 7:45, number 14, LSU and D. Brian Kelly and those Louisiana boys are heading to Alabama to take on the Crimson Tide, minus 3. John.
Give me Alabama. Saban's going out coaching.
Okay, I'm going to take Alabama minus the 3 as well. I think they whoop that ass. I think they win by at least a touchdown. They cover the 3. Tanner.
What's that guy, hillbilly guy, said, I don't give a piss about nothing but the Tide. Give me
Tide. Yeah. I don't give a piss about nothing but the Tide. Willie. Roll Tide Willie.
Yeah. Tide Willie. I'm rolling with him right here. Only a field goal down there. Brian Kelly couldn't catch out of a wet paper sack in these big games. He's sautéed before he even gets to Tuscaloosa.
Damn. All right. Last game, boys. Number 16, Oregon State. 13-point favorites at Colorado. Dion's boys. Tanner,
man,
your pick.
Anybody watch that game last week? That UCLA?
Yes. Yes, yeah, I had Colorado in the points, so I was needing that cover desperately.
Yeah. And, man, did you see Sanders walking on that field? That that USC defense beat the hell out of him.
Yes.
I mean, he was just limping off the field. I mean, I'll give it to UCLA. That defense they got going, great. I mean, that's who scared me. And I think they could if – I mean, there's – I'm looking at USC. I mean, they're pretty – their schedule's pretty UCLA. Oregon State's coming off a loss, yeah. They called that on game day. They said they're probably lose out like to Arizona, which who's playing really well lately. I'm not taking that away anything. I have been
right.
Following that. The Pac-12, Arizona has. They've been hanging in there on some teams. They're actually surprised, and they're one game away from being bowl eligible, Arizona. I mean, they've been in there. They lost like two at UST. They dog-walked Washington State. I'm not trying to get off here too much, but, man, give me Deion. I feel like they just cover a lot in there. I think he's got to get them. If he wants to get bowl eligible, he's got to win. I mean,
right.
They're 4-4 right now. I mean, he's losing. I'm going to call it out. He plays at Utah, at Washington. His next two games are at home. He's got Oregon State. And he's got Arizona's tough. Then he goes, I watch State, Utah to end them. If they want to get bowl eligible, he has to win right here. So,
okay.
give me Lane 13. I think they'll keep it in there.
Okay. Tanner, or John.
Man, I don't like this game at all. The player over usage is catching up to Colorado, so I'm going the other way.
Okay, John's going to take Oregon State.
Yeah.
I really wanted to take Oregon State because I had a good saying I was going to use, but then it wouldn't be politically correct to say it. So I'm going to defer from that. But I will take Colorado plus the points here. Like you said, they learn to hang in the games. Shit, this might be another one, Tanner, where we are down 21 points and they have to push a late touchdown to get it within the number.
Yeah. Yep.
It might be one of those we might be dealing with. So. I'll take Colorado here plus the points at home. So, all right, Tanner, thanks for joining me. This week, on text, we'll have our group chat, so we'll be following the games, and best luck to you.
All right, yeah, then should have some. Nick, what's today's date? First. Yeah. We'll be able to talk. I think there's some games next Tuesday, college hoops. I think they start the big one maybe on next Tuesday. I think some college starts on Tuesday, so we'll just touch on the little hoops. Recap, see how everybody's doing right off. I think that,
they ain't got anybody coming back.
What'd you say?
Oh, boy.
I said, did they cancel the North Carolina season? Because I didn't see them have anybody come back.
No! I see you guys hiring all. All I do is see Duke Tire getting these 5 stars, and then they're over here playing like Kentucky, like a bunch of chumps. Just get the best class and then get bounced in the first round.
Get that flag ready for Cooper Flag.
That's all I see you guys doing is just getting all these recruits, then making no noise in March.
We'll see. All right, T. Appreciate you.
All right. See you guys.
See ya. All right, John, I don't have anything left, but, man, if you want to wrap us.
Man, I know we're short on time, man, but I want to hit a couple things, man.
Yeah, go ahead.
Man, a couple football teams that one football team that we're not talking about, Air Force, man. Shame on me. If you pull any tape from last year's bowl season when we were doing pick 'em, I did not put any type of respect on Air Force's name. Coach Troy Calhoun went out there, and he blew out. If you remember, Brandon, they blew out Baylor. Well, guess what, Brandon? They're undefeated right now. I think Air Force right now is so good, Brandon. They're so good right now. I think the CFP got them ranked in like the top. I think they're like 22. They probably they should probably be in the top 15. I think they can play with anybody in the top 15. But get to a championship game, that'd be a little hard for them, right? But like, man, people need to be talking more about Air Force, man. And we will. I got some more deep dive notes on them. I know we should run a short time, man. But you know, I like the little underdog teams, man. So I just wanted to shout them out, man. Again, deep rich history. Out of Air Force, Parcells coached there. 1,000 years ago, man, if you believe it or not, man. But, like, nah, man, that team right there is having a special season, man. Outside of that, Brandon, man, I wanted to also thank our sponsors, Scott K. Nichols, State Farm Insurance, our other sponsors, Maverick Custom Motorsports. How could we do the show without them? If you listen to the sound of my voice, I'm Jonathan Burson. Check out our sponsors. They got some services, I guarantee, whether you need insurance or whether you're into souping up your automobile or your speedboat or your motorcycle. You know what I'm saying? Our sponsors got something, whether it's Scott Kingdom State Farm Insurance or whether it's Maverick Custom Motorsports, both our sponsors got something for you. Outside of that, Brandon Reese, I got nothing else, man. This has been another great show. This has been episode number 275 of the Crossroads Sports Show, man. I know we're going to come back next week bigger, better than ever. Outside of that, man, Brandon Reese, send us out.
Continue conversations on Twitter, on Facebook. We'll chatter it up with you. Enjoy the games. We got the Sports Equinox earlier this week. We got hockey, pro baseball, pro basketball, college football. We got college basketball starting up. Plethora, great week in sports. So continue the conversations. Best of luck on your bets, and we'll see you guys next week bigger, better than ever. Look at the schedule for next week, folks. We may be changing our date. I may have an event that Wednesday night. So we may be changing the date on that one. We'll know more later date. Talk to you later. Have fun.
Thanks for listening to the Crossroads Sports Radio Show. You can find more episodes on iTunes and the Google Play Store. Be sure to like and subscribe for more Crossroads Sports content.